What's up, everybody? May 27th, Wednesday. A lot going on right now. So let's just get into this. I've been basically absent for about 2 weeks now, probably maybe a week and a half. A lot of things have happened. A lot of things have kind of forced need to kind of step back a little bit and kind of think about things and analyze some things with what the direction I want to take this podcast, things like that. And I had a couple of come to Jesus moments with myself and reached out to a few people that I go to for sound advice. And I know where I'm at. I know the direction I want to go with this. I know the direction I want to go with the podcast moving forward now and in the future. So basically, I'm going to keep on doing me. I've had a handful of people on Twitter. Long story short, I'm just going to share what I've been kind of analyzing. I've had a handful of people put up like horrible reviews on my podcast, and most of them are Twitter trolls who I posted on my podcast, and I had Joe Collins on. And before that, I had the LA riots protester activist and friend of mine Eric on, and these people, like these trolls, started leaving fake reviews and whatnot, and it bothered me. But I was like, you know what? I don't care. You're gonna have some haters. You're gonna have some people that like you. You're gonna have some people that hate you. It is what it is. I don't care. But I do want to start with this. Obviously, we've all seen or have heard about the incident with George Floyd, right? The black dude in Minneapolis who apparently had written a forged check was the crime he was charged with, or charged with, or supposedly had written a fake check. He was arrested, and we don't know what led up to it, but that's irrelevant and does not matter. Long story short, a cop held his knee across his neck for 6 minutes while the guy was handcuffed, saying, "I can't breathe." And there was another guy lay with his knees on his lower back. He said, "I can't breathe. You're hurting my neck. I can't breathe." And he starts to go limp. And then, sure enough, he dies, right? This cop was on him for 7 minutes. Now, I'm obviously very pissed off at the cop. I honestly think the cop is a complete coward. He deserves whatever punishment, and there should be harsh punishments on him. I do believe he should be convicted of murder, and that may be controversial for me to say, but hear me out. If a guy is detained, regardless of what happened before, he's now under your control. He is constrained. He is handcuffed. He is laying face down on the ground. If you keep your knee on his neck for that period of time, and you have people around saying, "Dude, the guy can't breathe. Dude, you're killing this guy," and the guy is saying, "I can't breathe," and you can clearly hear him struggling, and you keep your knee on this dude's neck, his body goes limp. You continue to keep your knee on his neck for 3, 4 more minutes. You are a piece of shit human being, and you should be. I do believe that you should be in life for prison for life. I have friends who are police officers. I have family who are police officers. My father was in law enforcement. That does not make me an expert, but I will tell you this. Every person that I know in law enforcement that I consider a friend has compassion for human beings. They care about their community and they care about human beings. Now, what I witnessed in that video, there was no compassion whatsoever. No compassion. It was dehumanizing. It was heinous. It was vile. And to be honest, I truly believe it was pure evil. In that, and I believe it was intentional for that officer, what he did. Now, again, the guy wrote a fraudulent check or a forged check. Yeah, that's not a good thing to do, but he wasn't a violent criminal. Okay, and again, I cannot speak on his past. I don't know what he did in prior, but again, it is irrelevant. All that matters is he was constrained. He was under arrest. His arms were behind his back. He was not fighting at this moment. And he was essentially killed. by suffocation. So that's one part. That's just the intro, okay? Here's part two. Why do we let these people sit around and record for their Instagram, for their Snapchat, their TikToks? They record heinous acts, whether it's police brutality that is clearly unjust, whether it is a fight or somebody beating up an elderly woman in a grocery store parking lot. If let me just say this, let me get this part out. If you watch something like that happen, if you watch a police officer kneel on a guy's neck, killing him for 7 minutes while he's constrained, and your only thought is to get your phone out and record it for your 113 TikTok followers or your 98 Instagram followers, you are a piece of shit and a disgusting, disgraceful human being. I'm so sick of people trying to do things for Instagram or for likes or for videos or for anything when it comes to recording acts like this. I'll say this. I don't have to know you. You don't have to be my best friend. I don't care about your race. I don't care about your gender. I don't care about your sexual orientation. Man, woman, child, does not matter. If I witness you needing help because you are being assaulted by a police officer and it's clearly unjust, you are laying there handcuffed and a cop is beating you, punching you, knee on your neck, harming you when it is clear that you are not harming or causing violence. If I see you carrying your groceries and you get jumped by three or four people, I will not pull out my phone. I will fight for you. I truly don't. I don't care. I don't care if this dude across. I'm sitting in my truck right now doing this quick podcast, and I don't care if this guy who's on his AirPods gets confronted by a police officer, starts to question, puts his hands up, and starts stepping back. The cop attacks him and puts handcuffs on him and continues to be an asshole with his knee in the back of the guy's head while the guy's laying there, his face is bloody, his nose is bleeding, and the guy's yelling, "I can't breathe," with handcuffs on him. If I witness that, I will confront the police officer both to encourage him to get the hell off the guy or to put my hands on the police officer and kindly, but boldly force him off. And if I get arrested, if I get fined, if I get in trouble, I don't care because I did what's right for humanity. We need to step up as human beings and start questioning the narrative of what's happening around us. We have to stop being afraid of consequences for doing what's right. There are negative consequences for doing what's right. And sometimes doing what's right is scary because you know it has negative consequences. You know that you could get in trouble for standing up to corruption. You know that you could get in trouble for protesting or for, again, like I said, I would not, my last result would be to physically attack or put my hands on another police officer, knowing that he's obviously enraged, he obviously has problems, he has a gun, he has mace on him, etc. It probably wouldn't be in my best interest to get physically involved with this police officer. But if that was my only option, I would do it and I would accept the consequence. Because that's what we should be doing as human beings. As human beings, we need to care about each other more. We need to be more kind. We need to be more united. We need to stand together. We need to question the acts of corruption that we witness, whether they are intended or targeting us or they are targeting strangers, we should be questioning these actions. And this isn't just about police. I've had multiple conversations with friends. It's clearly a hot topic. It's a current issue that is unfortunately seems to be trending far too often. I'm talking specifically about the George Floyd case right now.